Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Elect of God, Light of the World, is these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he travel this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Bless thee, Abba.
And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne.
Come to the reality of the divinity of His Majesty is a personal, a very personal manifestation. You still have to go into your own meditation, your own reasoning with someone, and come to the full reality of the divinity of His Majesty. Since the scriptures tell us that there are three major representations of God in time, this is the millennium that we are in now, and this is the last time that we are seeing a manifestation of God before the fulfillment of the prophecy. We have Adam, we have Jesus Christus, and we have His Imperial Majesty.
On the 2nd of November 1930, Rastafari is crowned the 225th Emperor of Ethiopia, Haile Selassie I. Re-establishing the Solomonic dynasty. He is crowned King of Kings, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God. The ascendancy of Haile Selassie to the throne of Ethiopia marked the arrival of a day of redemption for black people, and the Rastafari movement was born. Queen Menen was also crowned empress, establishing the principle of King Alpha and Queen Omega, the beginning and the end eternally consummated.
I think it's the first time you have a king and a queen crowned together, you know. You have kings crowned, like the typical monarchies will have a king and then his wife is his wife, you know. We have a coronation where we have a king and a queen. That's why I say Rastaman have a special duty, you know. You cannot conceive of yourself as one without the other. A man. No man can be so bright as to tell me that he's a man and he don't even have any responsibility or relationship with a daughter somewhere, you know? That is when you come in your fullness. We would think of His Imperial Majesty as the highest divine order. So Queen Menen would have to be the mother of creation, and she would therefore have to be the beginning of how we behave. She could be a light for the woman.
Empress Menen traces her lineage back to the Queen Sheba, the Queen of Ethiopia, who journeyed to King Solomon, the keeper of the divine laws, the Ark of the Covenant. On her return to Ethiopia, she gave birth to Solomon's son, Menelik, who as a young man returned to Solomon's kingdom to claim the Ark of the Covenant. This was then established in Ethiopia at Aksum. Out of this tradition evolved the Ethiopian Orthodox Church.
The Ethiopian Orthodox Church is the first Christian manifestation coming out of Egypt. The first Christian acceptance of God and a man coming from God at this point in time. And the Ethiopian Orthodox Church teaches that man is black and that Jesus Christus is black. Ethiopia is the whole of Africa. And Ethiop, that the Bible referred to, is a black man. At that time regarded as a Cushite, you know, from the land of Cush. And the Ethiopian have a special place in His Majesty's book, you know, in that we are the promised people. And even though he tells us many of those that are the promised people will come one day after he chose the ones that he wants, we still have to go down into the valley of Jehoshaphat for another weeding out, you know? So we know that our road is a long and troublesome trod. But it's a trod, there is a victory inside.
In my Zion, oh, oh, yeah, with King Alpha and Queen of Ego, Father and Mother of Creation, Hallelujah.
אל נקמות אדוני, אל נקמות הופיע. אם נשא שופט הארץ, השב גמול על גאים. עד מתי רשעים אדוני, עד מתי רשעים יעלוזו? יביעו ידברו עתק, יתאמרו כל פועלי אבן. עמך אדוני ידקעו, ונחלתך יענו. אלמנה וגר יהרוגו, ויתומים ירצחו. ויאמרו, לא יראה יח, ולא יבין אלוהי יעקב. בינו בוערים בעם, וכסילים מתי תשכילו. הנוטע אוזן הלא ישמע, אם יוצר עין הלא יביט. היוסר גויים הלא יוכיח, המלמד אדם דעת. אדוני יודע מחשבות אדם, כי המה הבל. אשרי הגבר אשר תייסרנו יח, ומתורתך תלמדנו, להשקיט לו ממרע, עד יקרא לרשע שחת, כי לא יטוש אדוני עמו ונחלתו לא יעזוב. כי עד צדק ישוב משפט ואחריו כל ישרי לב. מי יקום לי עם מרעים? מי יתייצב לי עם פועלי אבן? לולא אדוני עזרת לי, כמעט שכנה דומה נפשי. אם אמרתי מה תרגלי, חסדך אדוני יסעדני. ברוב שר אפי בקרבי, תנחומך ישעשעו נפשי. היי חוברך כיסא הבוד, יוצר עמל עלי חוק, יגודו על נפש צדיק ודם נקי ירשיעו. ויהי אדוני לי למשגב, ואלוהי לצור מחסי. וישב עליהם את אונם, וברעתם יצמיתם, יצמיתם אדוני אלוהינו, 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 אלוהינו.
Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel, and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony, when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. My people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of them. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways, I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. With honey out of the rock, should I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have
Boko Yan Hamishi. It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81, and again it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ramnazeha Al Hagetit La Asaf Hanimu Lelohim Uze Havu Lelohe Yaakov Su Zenwa Utneto Timo Naim Evnave Tiku Vahoe Shofa Bakese Leo Hage Ki Huf La Yisrael Hu Mishpot Lelohe Yaakov Edut Bihoset Sam Bezit Alweet Mizraim Sofat Lo Yadati Eshma Hasivoti Misavel Shiku Kape Midu Tavona Bazara Kawasa Vahalve Inu Vasutra Vaam Echan Alme Mbiva Sela Shema Ame Veeda Ba Yisrael Im Tishmale Lo Yive V El Za Vilo Tishkahave Leel Neha Anoke Yahava Elohe Hamaal Meere Mizraim Hachese Va'amale Veloshama Ame Lakole Vinizeyer Lo Avale Va'ashashe Bishweli Leba Yoko Bimboazote Lu Ame Shomea Li Yisrael Birwake Yahaleko Kimat Oeve Apnea Vai Zoe Ashiv Yadi Mazane Yahava Yaka Hashulo Vihe Ita Lolam Vaya Akile Mihalev Heta Umizu Devash Azbeo
Mizmor pe alef lam natseya al hagiti le asaf.
Sing aloud unto God our strength.
Uzenu, harninu lelohim uzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob.
Lelohe Yaakov. Hari'u lelohe Yaakov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. for this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock. And I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied.
Food, shelter, and clothes. What I have a gift card, gift card to highly, highly, highly. I'm in love in Africa.
If tomorrow is judgment day,
original justice man, champion song,
when I'm standing on the front line, when the Lord asked me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jah Jah, you know I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you.
Open your eyes and stop being blind. Seek and search, surely will. well fine. The last thing ever rub is a bundle and sign. Work hard for yours and I'll work for mine. Show some love and be kind. Stop from your crime. Tell you good and never ever get left behind. No, you run from the job. You eat up your bread and give the youth them the crumb. You drink up your wine and have all the fun. Tell me who give the people the gun. Tell me who's gonna get the fire bus. Where the from flames or it come from the sun. You would have never know from whence it a come. And like a bomb it a be bring bad fire. Yeah, escape get caught in the wire. Wicked man, full time you expire. Suck in me blood like a damn gunfire.
Among the in representation and tangible MRI. So it feels when your word code is to crystallize. Then the sitting in the critical rule in place of pride. And ethics and moral what long ago put aside. To reserve space for discovery of patents and copyright. So there's a rich history of animals used in disguise. Of the prey and of the predators alike. Must seem to them to be alike. Studying everything that needs not sunlight. Everything that needs not sunlight. You just the pride.
I am the Son of God.
I am the Father of my Son.
Tell Babylon this. Tell them that judgment not start yet. Tell them that judgment not start yet. No. Tell them this.
Judgment not start yet. Judgment not start yet. A little incident. Go down one day, the one of them start friends. Judgment not start yet. Judgment not start yet. A 2 minute already, she got to push it off yet. Tell them this. Judgment not start yet. Judgment not start yet. The lion didn't already become hard yet. Tell them this. Judgment not start yet. Judgment not start yet. You think you see nothing, you don't see the half yet. Steel must and secret and fool. Make me go expose some Babylon coal. Black people mind where them want control. And of them same one they teach me African gold. But who done never ever follow me with the open soul. Fire pan a boy we visit the wrong zone. Me see the devil stand up with him scissors and comb. Me see the police boy stand up with him long chrome. But none of them
come left till I see I town.
And none of them
come past till I see I bound.
Fear on the try that him and him friend them jump. When you see the muscle in them African from out of town. And them see who they and listen when they
come run here from now.
Them bow to the king walk it up and the people down. Lion goes that time down. Not even shake him till I make a bloodbath sound.
Cause I them this.
Judgment not start yet. Judgment not start yet. A little incident go down one day the whole of them start fret. Judgment not start yet. Judgment not start yet. A 2 minute already she got to push it off yet. Tell them this. Judgment not start yet. Judgment not start yet. The lion then already figure mark yet. Tell them this. Judgment not start yet. Judgment not start yet. Your pretty sitting up bus up in the arm yet. Fire burn and only fire it a smoke. See them a corruption on your commercial foot. Fight against the herb when them on your cook. You would have never lift it in the rocks and man boat. The secret could take and bring it from your palm wood. Cut off the man so one and the man on your boat. We dwell in a corruption that's a Babylon foot. Put up on a Mr. Dark Glass and a lamp coat. So tell them this. Judgment not start yet. Judgment not start yet. A little incident go down one day the one of them start friends. Judgment not start yet. Judgment not start yet. That's when I ready to go push it off yet. Tell them this. Judgment not start yet. Judgment not start yet. The lion isn't ready to go march yet. Judgment not start yet. Judgment not start yet. They think you see nothing, you don't see the half yet.
Black
and godliness, and it's in the ways of sinners. Now sit that in the seat of the scornful, but let your right.
Burn them up, hey! Give me the fire, let me burn them up. Yo! Fire man, we go burn them up. Everybody who them a kill up, we a go burn them up. Yo! Fire man, we go burn them up. From them full of dirty that, we a go burn them up. Yo! Fire man, we go burn them up. From them cleaning and them hot, we a go burn them up. Yo, hear me? Them room, them room, them can't put a foot in a room, we room. And no you them put in a the tomb, the tomb. Well, Babylon a get consumed, assume. Yo, Mr. Babylon doom, them doom. The three bumper out of your room, them can't hit him on the well room, a room. That's why them have to listen to me tune, me tune. Yeah, yeah, me see that show. All over the world, people are suffering and no one wants to help them. Same as how we did whip over them back, just to lead them and I felt them. Yeah, yeah, me say again, wow. Sweaters and blood, dripping in the sun. Whenever we smell them again, you see. Then same as I try to run away with all the holy eyes. And all of the world, they want to help them. Them can't put a foot in a we room. And no few them put in a the tomb. That's why them have to get consumed, assume. Yo, it's a Babylon doom, them doom. Cause we pump the dirt out of your room, your room. You can't miss the money well, room, a room. That's why them have to listen to me tune. Hey, when I am the teacher,
I'm gonna love you no matter what it takes.
Hear that, yeah.
Get to love is like me shackle and me chain up. Yo, give me love, girl, and make me heart pain up. Yo, take it and I make a funny straight up. Hey, girl, you know why you may rate up. No time, no deal with a break up. Cause your love is just straight up. No time, girl, we never break up. But I am here, so
I'm gonna love you no matter what it takes.
I keep telling you, girl.
I was born a black man, brought up to me
And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, When ye be come into the land of Canaan, which I give to you for a possession, and I put the plague of leprosy in a house of the land of your possession,
Why daveri awaila Moshe waila Aharon lemor. Picking up right here with verse 33, Leviticus 14:33, and the Yahweh spake to Moshe and to Aaron lemor, saying, When ye y'all be come into the land of Canaan, which I give to you for a possession, and I put Hanega, the plague of Sharaat, of leprosy, in a beta house of the land of your possession. And he that owneth Ha-bait, the house, shall come and tell Ha-Kohen, the Kohen, the priest, Lamor, say, It seemeth to me, there is, as it were a nega, a plague in the bait, in the house. Then Ha-Kohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall command that they empty Ha-bait, the house, before HaKohen go into it to see HaNega, to see the Nega, to see the plague, that all that is in the bait, the house, be not made unclean. And afterward HaKohen, the Kohen, shall go in to see HaBait, to see the beta, to see the house. And he shall look on HaNega, on the nega, on the plague, and he may look, see, here it is, if the nega, the plague, be in the walls of habait, of the house, the bait, with hollow strakes, greenish or reddish, which in sight are lower than the wall, then Ha Kohen, the Kohen shall go out of Habait, the Beit, the house, to the Fatah, the door of Habait, of the house, and shut up Habait, the Beit, the house, 7 days. And Ha Kohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall come again the seventh day, and shall look, and he nay, look, see, here it is, if Hanega, if the nega, the plague, be spread in the walls of Habait, of the house, then HaKohen, the Kohen, shall command that they take away the stones in which Hanega, the nega, the plague is, and they shall cast them into an unclean place without the city. And he shall cause Habait, the house, to be scraped within round about. And they shall pour out the dust that they scrape off without the city into an unclean place. And they shall take other stones and put them in the place of those stones. And he shall take other mortar and shall plaster Habait, the Beit, the house. And if Hanega, if the nega, the plague, come again and break out in Habait, in the Beit, the house, after that he hath taken away the stones, and after he hath scraped Habait, the Beit, house, and after it is plastered, then Ha Kohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall come and look, and he nay, look, sight, here it is, it. Hanega, if the nega, the plague, be spread in Habait, in the Beit, it is a fretting tzara'at, a fretting leprosy in Habait, in the Beita, in the house. It is unclean. And he shall break down Habait, the Beit, the house, the stones of it, and the timber thereof, and all the mortar of Habait, of the Beit, the house, and he shall carry them forth out of the city into an unclean place. Moreover, he that goeth into Habait, the Beit, the house, all the while that it is shut up shall be unclean until the even, the evening. And he that lieth in Habait, in the Beit, the house, shall wash his clothes. And he that eateth in Habait, the house, shall wash his clothes. And if Ha Kohen, the Kohen, shall come in and look upon it, and he may look, see, here it is, Hanega, the nega, the plague, hath not spread in Habait, the Beta, the house. After the Beit, the house, was plastered, then Ha Kohen, the Kohen, shall pronounce Habait, the house, clean, because Hanega, the nega, is healed. And he shall take to cleanse Habait, the house, 2 birds, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And he shall kill the one of the birds in an earthen vessel over running water, over living water. And he shall take the cedar wood and the hyssop and the scarlet and the living bird and dip them in hadam, in the blood of the slain bird, and in the running, the living water, and sprinkle Habait, the Beit, 7 times. And he shall cleanse Habait, the house, with hadam, the blood of the bird, and with the running, the living water, and with the living bird, and with the cedar wood, and with the hyssop, and with the scarlet. But he shall let go the living bird out of the city into the open fields, and make a kaper, an atonement for Habait, for the Beit, the house, and it shall be clean. And here, Chaburim, Chaburim, here we have the fifth aliyah. Here we have the fifth aliyah for this Shabbat on Torah. We have the Chamishi, Zot HaTorah,
This is the law for all manner of plague of leprosy and scald, and for the leprosy of a garment, and of a house, and of a house, and of a house.
Zot HaTorah L'Kol Nega, L'Kol Nega HaTzara'at W'Lanatek, W'Lanatek. This is the Torah, Zot HaTorah. This is the law, the direction, the instruction for all manner of the Nega. The Nega Sara'at, the Nega, the plague of leprosy and scar. And for the leprosy, the Sara'at of a garment and of a beit, a house, and for a rising, and for a scab, and for a bright spot, to teach when it is unclean and when it is clean. This is HaTorah. This is the direction, instruction of Sara'at, leprosy. Third book of Moshe, Moses, Hebrew book called Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 15. A holy Elohim, a set apart, true good, true God, a holy and eyeless set apart people. The fifth item here, the imperative of cleansing. The imperative of cleansing. Point of reference, John's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 3 to 10, Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 25 to 27, and 1 John, chapter 1, verse 9. Here, picking up with the third book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Leviticus, Leviticus, chapter 15. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe and to Aharon, Lemor, saying, speak to the B'nai Yisrael, speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, when any man hath a running issue out of his flesh because of his issue, he is unclean. And this shall be his uncleanness in his issue, whether his flesh run with his issue, or his flesh be stopped from his issue. It is his uncleanness. Every bed whereon he lieth that hath the issue is unclean. And everything whereon he sitteth shall be unclean. And whosoever toucheth his bed shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And he that sitteth on anything whereon he sat that hath the issue shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And he that toucheth the flesh of him that hath the issue shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And if he that hath the issue spit upon him that is clean, then he shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And what saddle soever he rides upon that hath the issue shall be unclean. And whosoever toucheth anything that was under him shall be unclean until the evening. And he that beareth any of those things shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And whomsoever he toucheth that hath the issue and hath not rinsed his hands in water, he shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. and the vessel of earth that he toucheth, which hath the issue, shall be broken, and every vessel of wood shall be rinsed in water. And when he that hath an issue is cleansed of his issue, then he shall number to himself 7 days for his cleansing, and wash his clothes, and bathe his flesh in running living water, and shall be clean. And on Yom HaShemini, on the 8th day, he shall take to him 2 turtle doves, or 2 young pigeons, and come lift the Yahuwah before the Yahweh to the Petach, the door of the Ohel Moed, of the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the aggregation, and give them to HaKohen, to the Kohen, the priest. And HaKohen shall offer them one for a chataat, a sin, an akri, a lack offering, and the other for an olah, a burnt offering. And HaKohen, the priest, shall make a kaper, an atonement for him, lifnei Yahweh, before he who be who he be, for his issues. Shalom, shalom. Yes, I, Chavarim. Today we have this Torah portion, right? And this Torah portion usually is connected with the double Torah portion, but here we can zoom in on this Torah portion, Mitzorah. Sometimes, you know, we might say, well, actually it's Ha Mitzorah, right? Ha, like adding the definite article, right? That's important, Ha Mitzorah, the leper. But here's the thing, leper. Right, when we look at the series of titles, just so that you can connect it easily. But it's actually Ha Mitzorah, the leper. But more about leprosy and the leper. Now, Parsha Mitzorah, it continues from the last sabbatical study, Shabbat Strong description of certain skin dis-ease, certain skin afflictions collectively called Tzara'at. That cause uncleanness in the afflicted person. Now here, Moshe, he gives further instruction about how one who has recovered from such a skin disease or skin affliction, right, and that one is called Ha-Mitzorah, is ceremonially purified by a Kohen, a priest, or Ha-Kohen, the priest in other words that's on duty, with a blood ritual involving 2 birds, spring water in an earthen vessel, a piece of cedar wood, scarlet thread, and a hyssop branch. So we have the portion that begins, Vayidaber Adonai la Moshe le'mor. Most Yehudi will enunciate the Yod Hey Wehe, Wai Daber Yahuwah, Wai Daberi Yahuwah, Wai Daber Yahweh, and he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, El Moshe Leimor, spoke to Moses saying, Zota Tihye Torah Taha Mitzorah, Di Yom Taha Arato, Weh Hu Ba El HaKohen, and Adonai spoke to Moses saying, this shall be the law, or this zot, this tor, zit, zot, tihye, zot, this tihye, this zot is she, is like this she, tihye, she shall be, zot tihye, this shall be she, the Torah, the law, this is the law, she, the law, of ha mitzorah, of the leper, be yom tahara, Taharato, we say teru, from the Taharato, his cleansing, Taharato, with Huba, he being brought il HaKohen. Now more about the Lashon is the tongue. Ha, definite article, the, ra, rah. We say rah rah, right? All that rah rah. Talking all that rah rah, right? Talking all that rah rah, right? Well, rah is evil. Evil. So we have lishon, the tongue, hara, hara, like horror, the horrible tongue. Lishon hara, lishon hara. So we learned in the studies that in the previous sabbatical, you know, speaking of she conceives. She conceives. We put it together as a double portion. It's like she conceives. If she conceives the leper, if we put it together, just looking as an overview, right? Remember what Dawid said? You know, about the sin of his mother, the iniquity, forgive. And we talk about forgiving, right? The matrix, the womb, you know? Yeah, I said it before. Once I came through the door, I never let the microphone magnetize me no more. But you came in through the door, how you born, how you got in here. All right, so the previous parasha, Tazria, right, the Lashon Hara, Hara, it means the evil or the Rara, the ratchet tongue or ratchet speech, ratchet convo, speaking all that Rara, speaking Hara, 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 Lashon Hara, Hara, the evil tongue. Now, we had studied, and in the studies we see, we sight seeing, that means saying something. Some of the Yehudi, some say, interpret it like this. So we're going to build from low degree to high degree. They say, well, the Lishon Hara is saying something. Sages usually reason upon this. So we'll start with this right here. Saying something bad about another person, even if it happens to be true. Now, saying something bad about another person, people say, whoa, suppose it's true. Did you see it? Did you witness it? It might be true, but did you see it? Did you witness it? Because you can be called on the stand, and can you stand the judgment yourself? Did you see it? See, it's one thing if you witness something. It's one thing if you have the evidence, and you're bearing witness. I saw this person do, oh, so-and-so was smashing so-and-so girl. I saw so-and-so. You saw it, or you heard it. So this is what it means, that even if it happens to be true, because now you are a part of that judgment. All right? So in other words, Lashon Hara, basically, by the sages, has been interpreted, and here's where we begin to reason on this, as gossip, as tale-bearing. Oh, you heard such and such? You heard about such and such? No, I didn't hear it. So even after I heard you tell me about it, I'm going to ask you a question. Did you see it? Oh, no, so-and-so. So-and-so told me. Oh, so you believe so-and-so. Now you're going around saying, yeah, this happened, that happened, yeah, so-and-so is such and such happened, and such and such, tailbearer, gossip, chatty, patty, Lashon Hara, gossip, spreading evil, even if it's true reports. Because did you witness it? Do you know it's true? Can you be called to witness it? What you going to say when somebody call you to stand up for what you've been gossiping, chatty-pattying around town and in the community about? Somebody's going to ask you, okay, what did you see? Oh, no. It was so-and-so told me. So-and-so told me. Even when we are teaching and tutoring, let's put it like that, tutoring in Jah Torah and Jah Law, we point out to the evidence. Somebody say, oh, why don't you say just yes or no? Yes or no what? The teacher's teaching. Don't be fool now, but most will gossip about things they don't know because they say, well, I'm a spiritual person. I'm spiritual. Well, we all are. We got spirit. Unless we dead, mortal, you know, we got spirit. Yes, yes. So gossip, spreading evil, tale-bearing, even if it is true. Because, see, when most people spread, you know, tales or whatever, they spread it like it's true. Oh, yo, you know what happened? I've begun this by to say, hey, did you hear about this? Is it true? What do you think? I'm gonna put the ball, it's like you're playing sports. I'll put the ball in your court. How are you going to engage that ball there? Right? You're going to pick up your hand, you're going to kick up your foot. You understand? You know, expressing a critical or negative spirit about others. Sometimes people express a critical or negative spirit about others based on the tale-bearing and gossip they heard about others. And I love this, brothers and sisters, when those tale bearers, when now they are the subject of the tales themselves. Oh, precious. Because then they're like, oh, you see how they're defending themselves? Oh, you see their zeal? Oh,
They're going to give you also their resume, too. They're going to break down their resume for you. You know how they're such a good person and how this is so wrong. Even though they were chatty-patting around town about things they didn't see or they didn't know, sometimes it's just because I'm spiritual. And then, then sometimes they're going to add God. Then they add God to it. Oh, my goodness. Right? This person did such and such. This person, this kind of person, this person. And you know it. You know it in your heart of hearts because your heart is a lie detector. Your heart is a lie. Your heart is a lie. Did you detect that? Expressing a critical or negative spirit about others. Such behavior is explicitly forbidden in Jah's word. Leviticus 19 and 16. Now, of course, it can be an accusation. But make sure the accusation remains the one who accuses. And if you now become the accuser, right, you can be called on the stand. Can you stand the judgment? Can you stand the judgment? You know, who is the man that desires life? The man or woman, male or female, who is the one who desires life and loves to see days of good days? Guard your tongue from rah-rah and your lips from deceitful speech. Mm-hmm. King Solomon, in many of his Mishlei, his proverbs, he attests to this, whoever guards his mouth and tongue guards his soul from trouble. Mm-hmm. Shomer Pio, Shomer, right? Shomer Pio, guarding his tongue. Guarding his mouth, lishono, and his tongue, right? Shomer, guarding, mitzarot nafsho, guards his soul from evil. Now, Jah demands truthful speech from us, since gossip and idle talk invariably lead people into ill feeling and quarrels. Once somebody hears some gossip about somebody else, now when they look at that person, they never see that person the same way. And all you saying is, well, I heard this. You know, and then when the judgment is coming, like, whoa, I didn't say it. But you reset it like speaker box. You're connected to that sound system. Notice something important, however. Truthful speech doesn't always mean accurately reporting everything you see others do or you know. For instance, you might see a character defect or fault in someone, but love constrains you to overlook the fault and regard them in the best possible light. You know, someone that is your homie or whatnot, you see this, or they, you know, such and such, and you let that go. Right? You let that go, but now somebody else you don't like because your heart is, okay. You know, people, human beings, especially in this carbon organic structure, this tabernacle, you know, can be frail. You know, we can stumble. You know, the drunk man, sometimes walks straight. The sober man, sometimes stagger. Sometimes the sober man is staggering. So you must be drunk. You remember what happened with Hannah? Remember Hannah? When she was praying and her lips were moving, and Eli, the priest at that time on duty then, right? He was like, oh, you drunk, blah, 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 right? Remember that? He didn't say, hey, what's wrong? No, you must be drinking. And she protested and said, no, my Lord. You know, she's a woman very afflicted because she didn't have a child, and she was beseeching Jehovah, right, for that seed for you. Huh? So it's how we look at people. You know, and that's how we're going to be looked at ourselves. See, a gracious attitude toward whether the real or imagined, because some people can't distinguish anymore. If they imagine something or think something about somebody and it happens to be wrong, now they think like, oh, they must be a prophet or a prophetess. Oh, now I know because I imagined that and it was right. But then what happens? See, a gracious attitude towards the real or imagined shortcoming of others is critical. It's crucial. Right, it's crucial for a life of liberty, of harmony, and shalom. This is the principle. This is the principle. What principle is that? The do to others. Some people even twist around that principle. They say, do to others before they do to you. Well, you're wicked as fuck. All right, and I hope y'all give you an example of that so you can repent. And if not, well, judgment is always waiting, right? Because we don't really recognize what it does to the other until we're in a situation and we're like, oh. But then even sometimes then people say, whoa, it's different. It's different. Yeah, okay. Huh? Adon Yeshua, Gita Yesus, he told us. He told us that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Did he not? Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Mateo, we could call Mateo as witness. We got a witness. We're not just saying he says this, and we can't point to a witness. We have Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. He further warned us about the unthinking use of words. You know, not really weighing, not really doing the math on what you're about to do. You know what I mean? You talk about, I got the receipts. But then somebody's going to hit you for invoice. You're in debt. You're in debt. You got the receipts. You got somebody else's receipt. Somebody else got the invoice on your debt. Yes. But I say to you that every idle word that men, that people shall speak, they shall account for it in the day of judgment. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. Period. Check. Now, in Judaic, Yehudi thinking, and I thinking, based on the tribe, right? Lashon Hara, the tongue of evil, the evil tongue, is one of the worst chatiyat. It's one of the worst fukuris, right? It's really quintessential to the definition of F-U-C-K, period, right? Ha-Elohim is said to punish those who speak such with what is known as the midah keneged midah. What is midah keneged midah? Midah keneged midah is measure for measure. Measure for measure, justice. Mm-hmm. Since spreading evil reports, it does what? It divides others. It causes isolation, loneliness. It affects our economy. You know what I mean? Imagine one just spreading evil about one-to-one. How are we going to even consider doing business? Since business begins on the principle of credit, you know, a certain amount of trust has to be there at the gate. You know, but now you heard, well, I heard this person, I heard this, or something, I heard this. And people say they heard it as though God spoke it to them. You know, they heard it like the Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Like they heard it like that. I see, that's why sometimes you get upset when you say, well, where do you get this from? You start to cross-examine them. Then they'll talk about they told you something else some other time about something else, which may be a totally different conversation. You know, spreading evil reports. See, so when we say the Ha Mitzorah, this is when we say Mitzorah. Mitzorah is the leper, but then the sages and the studies, pick sense on what seems like nonsense. We have motzi is to bring forward ra'ah. Motzi, ra'ah, is the one who brings forward, you know, like out of the abundance of their heart, ra'ah, right? So the motzi, ra'ah. So the connection with the leper and the evil speaker, right, is very interesting. See, the mitzorah shall be afflicted with tzoris, what's called tzoris. Tzoris is troubles. Tribulation, and separated from the fellowship of Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God. See, because some of them don't recognize that it's, you know, what evil is caused. Because they believe, they put their faith, right? See, if you put your faith in a bunch of rumors and gossip, how much faith do you have in Jah Jehovah and his word and his way? Think about it for a moment. People think, oh, I got unlimited faith. No, you don't. You know, remember the Messiah said, how weak is your faith? You know, how weak are you? Right? Indeed, some of the sages point out that the word metzora, one afflicted with tzara'at, is related to the phrase motzi ra, one who speaks or causes to come forward ra, evil. And thereby conclude that the evil speech is the principal cause of the dis-ease itself. Obviously, we should flee from the chatiyat, from the fukuri of Lashon Hara. Hara, the horrible tongue, and gossip, chatty patty, right? May John Jehovah help I and I always to speak the truth in love. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 15. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. Note that the foregoing does not mean that we are excused from making righteous judgments. There's a difference now. John chapter 7, verse 24. Sometimes it's a mark of a coward to refrain from speaking the truth. Because sometimes people don't speak the truth because, well, that's my friend. I know he didn't really do it. You know what I'm saying? You know, or they don't want to speak the truth because, you know, it's a coward, punk. Coward, all right? From speaking the truth, you don't want to speak the truth? See, this is Einstein, I think, what's his name? John J. Parsons, on his write-up, he talked about Einstein, said that the world is a dangerous place, not because of those who do evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. Those who look on and do nothing. As the King of Kings even said, right? The voice of justice when it mattered. The voice of justice when it mattered. Where is the voice of justice when it really matters? Make the I voice, an I and I voice, that voice of justice. Because justice matters, 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 matters.
Today's daily psalm, Psalm 142. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about. For thou shalt deal bountifully with me. 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 Bountifully with me.
Look how the Babylon treat us so badly.
yes. 95% black and 5% white in jail. 95% black and 5% white in jail. Humble yourself, my brothers and sisters. Humble yourself, my brothers and sisters. No, you may not want you to change your intention. Set up a production plan, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now open your eyes to reality,
reality.
Oh, oh, oh. And try to work and make some money, yeah, yeah. 95% black and 5% white in jail. 95% black
Psalm 142. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with bountifully with bountifully with bountifully.
מזמור קמ"ב, משכיל לדוד, בהיותו בן מערה תפילה. קולי אל אדוני אזעק, קולי אל אדוני אתחנן. אשפוך לפניו שיחי, צרתי לפניו אגיד. והתעטף עלי רוחי, ואתה ידעת נתיבתי, ואורח זו אהלך, תאמנו פח לי. הבט ימין וראה, ואין לי מכיר, אבד מנוס ממני, אין דורש לנפשי. זעקתי אליך, אדוני, אמרתי, אתה מחסי, חלקי בארץ החיים. הקשיבה אל רינתי, כי דלותי מאוד, הצילני מרודפי, כי אמצו ממני. הוציאה ממסגר נפשי להודות את שמך, בי יכתירו צדיקים כי תגמול עליי.
In today's daily psalm, the psalmist laments his persecuted state and asks Ha'adon, Adonai, to deliver him from his enemies. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Meim Beit. Mizmor Kof Meim Beit. Masakil le David. Masakil, a masakil of David. Biyahiyoto ba me'ara tefila. A prayer when he was in the cave. The cave. The cave. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 142. The Kof Meim Kof. Kof Meim Beit. Kof Meim Beit. Psalm 142, Psalm CXLII, a plea for help. The pathos, the pathetic tone of the Mizmor is most appropriate to the occasion in David's life. Mentioned in the superscription, Maskil David, bi yahoto ba mi'ara tefila, ba mi'ara tefila, when he was in the cave, a prayer, a tefila. But as a composition, it is certainly of a later date. There's a parallel that may have been drawn between his dangerous plight and that of the people in the hazardous time during and after the captivity. Although the mizmor, the psalm, the chant, the intonation is a personal cry, a personal call, and the I is not the nation speaking, as an individual, an indivisible dual. The writer makes use of other psalms with which he was acquainted, a practice which is evidence of a post-Davidic origin to today's daily psalm. But what we have here essentially is the psalmist, David, and we lamenting, I persecuted, downpressed state, and asking Adonai, Jah, Rastafari, asking Adonai, Adonai to deliver I from I enemies. So here we have a maskil in the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the Psalms of David, the Mizmura Dawit of His Majesty. We have Timharit. Now some say the maskil, which has to do with skill, which has to do with a well-written composition, which has to do with that understanding to chant praises with understanding of the understanding, that overstanding. So the sense of a teaching can apply to the term maskil. Now what we have here is a word derived, maskil, from the Hebrew to be prudent, to be wise, to be circumspect. Various options are a contemplative song, a song imparting moral wisdom, the moral chokmah, or a skillful, a well-written psalm. Now, the term maskil, it occurs in the superscriptions of Psalm 32, Psalm 42, Psalm 44, Psalm 45, Psalms 52 to 55, Psalm 74, Psalm 78, Psalm 88, Psalm 89, and today's daily psalm, Psalm 142, as well as in Psalm 47 and 7. Take note, Habarim, Psalm 47 and 7. Now, according to the superscription, the maskil of David when he was in the cave of prayer, maskil lit David, bi yahoto, ba me'ara, in the me'ara, ba me'ara tefila, David wrote this psalm, this mizmor, while in the Ma'ara, in the cave. This probably refers to either the incident that we have in 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1, or to the one recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 3. Also make reference to the superscription that we have in Psalm 57 as well, Psalm 57. Beginning off here, we have that as the Aleph verse in the Hebrew, the Sefer Tehillim. And beginning off right here with what we can call the first verse in the translation in the KJV, I cried to Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh-Hi-Hu-Bi-Hu-Hi-Bi with my voice to Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh-Hi-Hu-Bi-Hu-Hi-Bi, his divine majesty. Did I make my supplication? Koli Eliyahua Azak. Azak Oli Eliyahua Etahanan. I make supplication, Oli, my voice, Eliyahua, to Jehovah. With my voice do I Ezak, do I cry. Now here in the Hebrew it says I cried the za'ak, to shriek from anguish or danger. By analogy, is to be a herald, to announce, to convey publicly, to call out, to call together, to make a cry, to cry out, to come with such a company, to gather, to cause to be proclaimed. He says, I called out, I shrieked, I shouted out from the anguish, from the danger. Oli Eliyahua Ezak, Oli Eliyahua Etahanan, with my voice, to he who be, we be, Eliyahua, Eliyahwe, Eli, Yodhe, Wehe, Etahanan. His complaint, with my voice. He invoked this. His anguish must find relief in the earnest cry, the za'ak, koli, Eliyahua, za'ak, koli, Eliyahua, etahanan. Must find relief in the earnest cry, the call out, invoker, with my voice. To he who be, we be, to Adonai, Yes, I. Do I cry? Do I call out? Do I shriek? I poured out my complaint before him. I shewed before him my trouble. I poured out my complaint. He begins off here in this, today's daily psalm, a plea for help. When he was in the cave, some say even the cave of Ein Gadi. This prayer, his complaint. First words of his complaint with my voice. Oli Eli Yahuwah, Ezaak, Oli Eli Yahuwah, Etachanan. Eshpok, Le Fanayo. Sichi, my complaint, his sichi, siyach, contemplation, siyach in the Hebrew. Elsewhere it's translated in KJV as either a babbling, a communication, a complaint, a meditation, a prayer, a talk. We have the siyach. He says, sichi, eshpok, pouring out, le fanayo. Before his face, his presence, his perception. Sihi, my complaint, my contemplation, my utterance. Sarati, le fanayo, agid. I declare before him my trouble. Sarati, my trouble, my anxiety. Sarati, lifanayo, in his perception, in his face. Lifanayo, agid. I do declare. KJV says, I shoot from the nagad, the root, agid, I, nagad, in front of him to manifest, to announce, always by word of mouth to one present. See, this is the key of the, we have the Nagid, we have here the Agid, and then we have the Haggadah, even for Pesach, the Haggadah, the telling, the announcing, the newsing, always by word of mouth to one present, specifically to expose or to predict, to explain or to praise, to stand boldly out opposite, to manifest, to announce, always by word of mouth. He says, pouring out, using the literal sense of the pouring out of the complaint before he who be my trouble before him, I declare. And here we have the next verse. When my spirit was overwhelmed within I, then thou, the I, knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they privily laid a snare for I. Here we have verses 1 to 4. In verses 1 to 4, his complaint, making his complaint, his plea, and basing his plea on these words, when my spirit fainteth within me, within I. Behita atef alai ruchi. Behita atef alai ruchi. When my ruchi, my spirit fainteth, behitat ef, alai in I, ruchi, fainted my spirit, thou, the I, knowest, my path, we ata, and the I, ata, Adonai, the I, speaking to he who be, we be, directly, the I, male, Yada ita, the I knowest. Nihi abati, nihirati, niti bati, my path. You know my path. Chanos. Natib, the beaten track, the natib. The word for path here. Nitivati, the natib is a beaten track, the track of the traveler. You know my regular, the way I trod. You know my path. Thou knowest. The words are, some say in a parenthetic, the psalmist interrupts the account of his danger with the assertion that he is not telling Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God of it, for his information. He is aware of it all. He is aware of it all. When he says, Wa'ata yada itta, yada itta, yada itta, the I know is yada, the I know is netivati, my past. But he is newsing this, his troubled heart is eased when he thus, like this, unburdens it. So we have to look at the change right here when he says, when my spirit faileth within me, he says, thou knowest my path. In the way wherein I walk, have they hidden a sneer? Have they hidden a sneer for I? Be orach zu. Ahalek. Tamnu fachli. Tamnu fachli. Tamnu. Setting a trap, laying it taman is to hide, to cover over, to lay in secret. A pach, here point as fach, also pach. It's like a sheet, a metal sheet, as pounded thin. Also, it's like a spring net, as spread out like a lamina, like it's like a gin, a snare. You know, they set a sneer, like I'm an animal. They have hidden a sneer, a trap for I. He says, look. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. KJV brings out four verses like that. Here in the Sefer Tehillim it reads, look on my right hand and see, for there is no man that knoweth me. I have no way to flee. No man careth for my soul. Look. So here we have, in the KJV, I looked. But the Hebrew brings out the sense of look on my right hand. Look on my right hand. Look on my right hand and see. Habet yamin ureh. Ure, and see, seen, ure, seen. Look on my right hand and see, habet yamin, ure, and see. There was no man that knoweth me. We ain't li makir. No man knoweth I have no way to flee. Habad. Manos mimeni, abada manosa mimeni, eina doresha le nafshi. No man cared for she, for my soul. No man, ain doresh le nafshi. No man cared for my soul. Where a champion should be standing to defend me. Look on my right hand. I don't have nobody at my right hand. Look to my right hand. That's where the champion should be standing to defend I. Look on my right hand and see. Habit yamin. Ure. And see. Seen. For there was no man that knoweth me. Wayne Lee Makir. The Nakar. No man there to scrutinize, to look out, you know, to look out for I. There was no one to recognize, right? No man knoweth I. No man recognize I. This is used also in Cherut, in Ruth. Ruth chapter 2, verse 19. For one who befriends, one who befriends another, one who looks out as a friend, look out for another, recognizes them and looks out for them. There was none for I. No man cared for my soul. Ain doresh lit nafshi. There was no man that darash, followed, sought after, you know, searched for, looked out for the well-being of, concerned to help. There was none that was concerned to help in saving I and our life from the danger and from the danger. We have Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17. Chapter 30, verse 17 also brings out the same sense right here. Now, at this particular verse here, verse 4, we have the opening section of his complaint fulfilled. Now, in verses 6 to 8, second part of this psalm, today's daily psalm, here we have a fulfillment of his petition, his and I and I petition. Here, picking up in verse 5, he says, I cried, za'ak, once again, za'akti. Za'akati lekai Yahuwah. I cried 'Tis I, O Jehovah, I said thou, the I art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Za'akti lekai Yehovah, amarti hata machsi helki be'aretza ha'chayim. I cried, I shrieked out, Za'akti alekai Yehovah. I cried to thy Jehovah. Amarti, I have said, Amarti, I said, Ata, Ata, the I, male, the I and none other. Ata, Machsi, Ata, the I, Machsi, my refuge, my portion, Chelki, Chelki, Ba'aretz ha-chayim, my portion in the Aretz ha-chayim, in the land of the living, Chelki, Ba'aretz ha-chayim, my portion in the land of the living. You see, his petition here, although the two verses, verses 5 and 6, as a study and analysis reveal, are made up almost in their entirety from phrases which are found elsewhere in the Psalms, they do not read like an artificial compilation, but have an intensity which is unmistakable. This verse and verse 6. Hak Shaba Illa Rinati. Hakashabah, illa rinati, attend to my cry, attend to my cry, attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors and false prosecutors, for they are stronger than I. Hakashabah, illa rinati, kia daloti meod. Haz eleini meyarodafai kia amtsu mimeni, for they are too strong for me. Kia amtsu mimeni, they're too strong for I. Here in these two verses, we have cried and said, better I cry, I say, I cry. Za'akati, I shriek, amarti, I say, I speak. What he did before in times of crisis, he does now. What is done before, I do now. I do's what I does. He says, Ata machsi, the I, Ata, and none other machsi, my refuge. Here, this word is used as well in Psalm 91, round about verse 1, verse 2. Psalm 91, my portion, chelki, 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 chelek, chelki, my portion, be'aretz ha-chayim. My portion, we have the word for portion, the chelki, in Psalm 16, round about verse 4, verse 5, as well as Psalm 73, round about verse 25, verse 26, in the land of the living, the Eretz HaChayim, the Eretz HaChayim, land of the living, also in Psalm 27, round about verse 12, verse 13. Then in verse 6, attend to my cry, attend to my cry. We find this phraseology in Psalm 17. Verse 1, as well as, for I am brought very low. Kia daloti meod. Kia daloti meod. For I am brought very low. In Psalm 79, round about verse 7, verse 8, deliver and the persecutors, deliver I from my persecutors. Hatzeleini meya rodfai, rodfai, pursuers, the rodfai, rodfai. We have those who are about the radaf. They run after, they run down, running after with and running down with hostile intent. In the figurative and the literal sense, hatzeleini meya rodfai, snatch I out of their hand. I'll snatch me up from the pursuers. Ki amsu mimeni, for they are too strong. Ki amsu, amsu, they're strong, mimeni, from me, more than I. So here to deliver persecutors, we have Psalm 7, round about verse 1, verse 2, Psalm 31, round about verse 15, verse 16. For they are too strong for I. In Psalm 18, round about verse 17, KJV, verse 18, in the Hebrew, Sefer Tehillim, here, bringing us to the final verse of this petition, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Mem Beit, Kof Mem Beit, Psalm 142. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass I about, for thou the eye shalt deal bountifully with I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may give thanks to thy name. Hotziya miya masagera nafshi. Hotziya miya masagera nafshi. Bring my soul, bring she out of prison, that so that I may give thanks to thy name. Le hodot eta shmeka. Bia yakati rua adkin ki tigmol alai, that the righteous shall crown themselves because of me. Bringing out the Hebrew, that I may give thanks to thy name. Le hodota eta shmeka, to the eye shem, the eye's male name, that I may give thanks to the eye's male name, that the righteous shall crown themselves because of I. Bia yakati ruas adikim, for thou, the eye, will deal bountifully with I. Ki tigmol alai, bring my soul out of prison. Hotziya miya masager nafshi. Not to be understood so much literally, but a metaphor for the wretchedness and the life hampered by besetting foes and enemies and frenemies. Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 42, verse 7, where this phrase and this meaning, it means the land of captivity. Coming out of, bringing I and I soul out of prison is coming out of the land of captivity. Hotziya miya masager nafshi, so that I may give thanks to thy name. Lehodot et shemeka, in gratitude, giving gratitude for the deliverance, the eliverance, also brought out in Psalm 140, round about verse 13, verse 14, that the righteous, the tzadikim, shall crown themselves because of I. Bi yakdiru, tzadikim, crown themselves because of I. My deliverance, I deliverance will cause the righteous, the tzadikim, the tzadikan, to be filled with exaltation, since it implies their vindication also. The phrase may also perhaps mean, because of me, because of I, shall the righteous crown thee, I, with praises, eyes. The most probable translation, some say, is on account of me, the tzadikim, the righteous, shall adorn themselves with crowns, will rejoice triumphantly. Ki tigmol alai, for thou will deal bountifully. Ki tigmol with me alai, deal bountifully with me. We have Psalm 13, round about verse 5 or 6, and Psalm 116, round about verse 11, verse 12, and 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 verse 12.
מזמור קמ"ב, משכיל לדוד בהיותו בם מערה תפילה. קולי אל אדוני אזעק, קולי אל אדוני אתחנן. אשפוך לפניו שיחי, צרתי לפניו אגיד. בהתעטף עלי רוחי, ואתה ידעת נתיבתי, באורח זו אהלך, תאמנו פח לי. הבית אבד מנוס ממני, אין דורש לנפשי. זעקתי אליך, אדוני, אמרתי, אתה מחסי, חלקי בארץ החיים. הקשיבה אל רינתי, כי דלותי מאוד, הצילני מרודפי, כי אמצו ממני. הוציאה ממסגר נפשי להודות את שמך, בי יכתירו צדיקים, כי תגמול עליי.
Psalm 142. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with bountifully with bountifully with bountifully.
Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi, Tzedek. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof, Mim Beit. Kof, Mim Beit. Kof, Mim Beit. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi, Tzedek. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof, Mim Beit. Kof mein bait, kof mein bait. Here. Psalm 142, today's daily psalm. Mizmor kof mein bait, kof mein bait. Kof mein bait, kof mein bait. Here. Psalm CXLII, Psalm 142. Here. A midrash, on today's daily psalm. Mizmor kof mein bait, kof mein bait. Maskil of David. Maskil le David, Maskil of David, when he was in the cave, a prayer. With my voice I cried to the Lord. Here, today's daily psalm, Hebraically, verses 1 and 2, the Aleph and the Beit verse, today's daily psalm. Maskil le David, behiyoto ba me'ara tefila. Maskil of David, Maskil le David, when he was in the cave, Bihiyoto ba me'ara, in the me'ara, ba me'ara, when he was in the cave, tefila, a prayer, here. Maskil le David, Bihiyoto ba me'ara, tefila. Solomon said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is set up on high. Here. Mishle Shlomo, the Mashal of Shlomo. Proverbs, parables, the Proverbs of Solomon. Proverbs 18, verse 10. The name of Yahweh Jehovah, is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is set up on high. Migdal Oz, Shem, Yahuwah, Bo, Yarutzaz, Arika, We, Nisgav. The name of Jehovah is a strong tower. Migdal Oz, Shem, Yahuwah. Name of Yahweh, Shem, Yahuwah. The name of Jehovah, Migdal Oz, a strong tower. Shem, Yahuwah, Bo, Yarutz. Bow, in it, in him, in it, bow, Yarut, runneth, Sadik, righteous, justified, the righteous one, V'nisgav, and is set up on high. Migdal Oz, Shem, Yahuwah, bow, Yarut, Sadik, V'nisgav. That is to say,
When the righteous, when the tzaddik are in trouble, they do not torment themselves, but put their trust in Yahweh, in Yahweh, in Jehovah. So too, Scripture says, even in Psalm 34, Hebraically verses 1 to 2, a psalm of David, when he changed his demeanor before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. I will bless Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah, at all times. His praise, his eyes shall continually be in my mouth. Mizmor, Mizmor Lame Dalet, Mizmor Lame Dalet. Psalm 34, here, the Aleph and the Beit verse. Litawi de Shanoto Eta Taimo Lif Lifnei Avi Melek. Waya ye gar shehu, waya ye lak. Abarka et Yahuwah bekol eit. Tamid tehilato befi. Mizmor lamed dalet of David, lid David. De shanoto eta ta'emo. When he changed his behavior, be shanoto. Etat amo, lifnei avi melek, lifnei before, in the presence of, in the face of, abi melek, vayekar shehu, vayelak, who drove him away, vayekar shehu, and he departed, vayelak. I will bless Yahweh, Jehovah, at all times, at all hours. Ebarka et Yahuwah bekol eit. His praise shall continually, itinually, always, tamid, be in my mouth. Tamid, tehilato, tehilato, his tehila, his ililta, his praise, his eyes, his tehilato, befi, be. In fee, in my fee, in my fe, pe, in my mouth. Mizmor lame dalet le David. Be shanoto etat almoa lifnei Abimelech. Wayagar shehu awaylak. Ebarka et Yahuwah bekol eit. Tamid tehilato befi. Likewise, when David fled before Absalom, he composed a mizmor, a psalm, a chant to none, no one other than to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, than to the Holy One, the set apart one, blessed be he. And when David was in the wilderness of Yehuda, of Judah, he called to mind the name of none, of no one, none other than HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, than the Holy One, blessed be he. For whenever David found himself in trouble, he put his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Holy One, the set apart, the sanctified, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he. When David was in the cave, he cried out to none, to no one other than to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it is said, even here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Mizmor, Of Mim Beit. Psalm 142 here, the Aleph and the Beit verses, the first and second verses, Hebraically, Maskil of David, when he was in the cave, a prayer. With my voice, I cried, I shouted out, I cried out, Jehovah. Mizmor of Mim Beit, of Mim Beit, Maskil le David, Bi Yoto ba Me'ara Tefillah. Oli, Eli Yahuwah, Azak, 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 I shrieked with my voice, Oli, my voice, Eli Yahuwah, Eli Yahuwah, Ella Yahuwah, to Jehovah, to Yahweh, Ezak, 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 I shrieked with my voice to Jehovah, Maskil Dawi, Bi Yoto, Bam Ara Tefila, Oli, Eli Yahuwah, Azak. What is meant by the words maskil, 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 maskil of David? What is meant by maskil le David? They mean that while Shaul, while Saul and David were in the cave, Ba-me'ara, in the cave, David meditated and saw that no man stands firm by virtue of his wealth, by virtue of his wisdom, or by virtue of his strength, But what does sustain him? What does sustain him? Tefilato, his prayer. David understood, understood. His sikil. This after he meditated, after he iditated, and thereupon said that nothing, that no thing, no ting, but prayer, nothing but prayer, tefillah, does man good. Hence, maskil le David. Hence here, a maskil of David, of David. Here, midrash note on today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Mim Beit, Psalm 142, on his skill, here, coming from the root sakal. By reading this, masakil, also from the root, the Hebrew root sakal, is taken to mean understanding. His skill, circumspection, understanding, understanding, skill, his skill, David. David understood his skill. He understood this, therefore he composed a maskil le David. He understood his skill this after he meditated, iditated, and thereupon said that nothing but prayer does a man good. Hence here, maskil le David, bi yoto, bab ara tefila. With my voice, I cried, I shrieked to Yahweh, to Jehovah. With my voice, I make supplication to Yahweh, to Jehovah. Koli li Yahuwah ezak. Koli li Yahuwah eta chanan. With my voice, koli. With my call, with my voice, with my sound, my word sound. Koli li Yahuwah illa Yahuwah to Yahweh, to he who be, who he be. Ezak, I shriek, ezak, koli li Yahuwah ezak. I shrieked to he who be, who he be, koli, my voice with my voice, Eli Yahuwah, to he who be, who he be, etachanan, I make supplication for grace, for chana, etachanan, koli, Eli Yahuwah, ezak, koli, Eli Yahuwah, etachanan. Why did David
twice say, with my voice? Why did David twice say, koli, with my voice, with my sound, koli? Likewise, why did David twice ask for ha'el, for the Almighty's mercy? In the verse, even the verse from Psalm 57, Hebraically, the second verse, the bait verse that reads, be merciful to I, O El Elohim, O Elohim, be merciful to I, be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me. Chaneni Elohim, chaneni, be gracious, be merciful. Shohana, grace, mercy. Chaneni, choneni, Elohim, choneni, be gracious to I, choneni, Elohim, O Elohim, O Creator, O Judge, O Elohim, chaneni, be gracious to me, be gracious to ani, be gracious to I. Chaneni, Elohim, chaneni. Choneni Elohim, choneni. Lama zeh? Why? Because David meant this. Be merciful, be gracious to I, that I fall not into the hand of Shaul, into the hand of Saul. And be merciful, gracious to I, choneni, that Shaul, that Saul, fall not into Yadi, into my yad, into my hand. So too, with my voice I cry to Yahweh, with my voice, with my vocal, with my word sound, I cry, I shriek to he who be, who he be. Koli Eli Yahuwah Ezak. That I fall not into the yad, the hand of Shaul, of Saul. And with my voice I make supplication, call for mercy, for grace to Yahweh, that Shaul, that Saul, fall not into Yadi, into my hand. Koli li Yahuwah, etachanan.
I pour out my complaints before him. I declare before him my trouble. Hear today's mizmor, today's chant here, Hebraically the gimel, or the gamel, the third verse right here, I pour out my complaints before him. Eshpok le fanayo, sichi. Eshpok le fanayo, or some might read le fanav. Eshpok le fanav, sichi. Eshpok, I pour. Eshpok, I pour out. Le fanav, le fanayo, before him in his presence, in his perception. Sichi, sichi, sichi. My complaint, my siach, my complaint, my meditation, my agitation, my complaint. Here. I declare before him my trouble. Sarati le fanayo, agid. Eshpoka le fanayo, sichi. Sarati alifanayo, agid. I declare agid. I agada agid. I declare before him, lifanayo, my trouble. Sarati, my anxiety, my sara. Sarati. Eshpoka lifanayo, sichi. Sarati lifanayo, agid. So scripture says right here in Psalm 102 in Mizmor Kof Beit, Kof Bayit, Kof Beit. Psalm 102, here, Hebraically the Aleph, the first verse. Scripture says, a prayer of the afflicted when he fainteth and pours out his complaint before Yahweh, before Jehovah. Tefillah le'oni ki ya'itof we lifnei Yahuwah yishpoka sichi we lifnei Yahuwah yishpok sichi. A prayer of the afflicted when he fainteth. Tefillah le'oni ki ya'itof, and pours out his complaint before Yahweh, before he who be who he be. We lifnei Yahuwah yishpok sichi. Sichi, his complaint, his agitation, his meditation, his complaint. And Hannah said in 1 Samuel, chapter 1, verses 15 to 16, I poured out my soul before Yahweh, Yahweh. Out of the abundance of my complaints and my vexation have I spoken hitherto, heretofore, hitherto. Wahaya kiya hira bita le hita palela lifne Yahuwah we eili shomera eta piha. Here the fuller verse, 1 Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 12, right here. And it came to pass as she continued praying before he who be, that eili marked her mouth, with Eli shomer reta piha. Here. Verse 15 and verse 16. Here. First Shemuel, chapter 1, verse 15, full of folk, KJV. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before Yahweh, before Yahuwah, before Jehovah. Wa ta'an Hannah. Wa tomer lo adoni isha kshata ruach anoki we yayin we shekar lo shatiti lo shatiti wa eshpoka eta nafshi lifnei Yahuwah. And Hannah answered, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I pour out my soul before he who be who he be. But I have poured out nafshi before Yahuwah. Wata'an Chana, and Hannah answered. Watomer, and said, lo Adoni, lo Adoni, lo, no Adoni, no my Lord. Isha keshat ruach. I am a isha, eshat, or said of a keshat ruach, of a sorrowful, of a afflicted ruach, afflicted spirit. Lo Adoni, isha keshat ruach, anoki, I myself, with yayin and wine, with shekar, where Yayina, where Shechar Lo. Shatiti, I have not drunk wine or strong drink. Wa Eshpok, and I pour out. I poured out. Wa Eshpok, Eta Nafshi, Lifnei Yahuwah. I poured out Nafshi, my soul, my psyche. Lifnei, before, in the face, in the presence of Yahuwah. Lifnei Yahuwah, in the presence of Jehovah. Here, here. Verse 16, full of full. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial. For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto, heretofore. Ala titena eta amatika lifnei bata Belial ki merov sihi wika isi di barti ada heina. Here, 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 do not count your handmaid as a worthless woman. Or here, 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 count not thy handmaid for a daughter of Belial. For a daughter of Belial. Ala titain, don't give. Ala titaina eta amatika. Eta amatika, amatika, thy handmaid. Lifnei. Person, a present person of bat, daughter, Belial. Bata Belial. Key, four. For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief, out of the abundance, ki may robe, for may from robe, from the nothingness, ki merov, sihi, from the abundance of sihi, from the abundance of my complaint, my siyach is a meditation, iditation, a musing, a meditation, a complaint, a musing, a contemplation, by implication and utterance. It can be in a meditative sense, like a babbling, a communication, a complaint, an iditation. Some places translate it as a prayer or talk, but here, meditation, iditation. Ki merov sihi, for from the nothingness of my siyach, my sihi, my iditation. Wika isi, and grief, and my ka'as, ka'isi, my chaos, my ka'asi, ka'isi. Here, we have ka'as. We have anger, vexation, provocation, or grief. Vexation usually is the sense that's brought out, vexation, right, from ka'as, to be angry, to be vexed, to be indignant, to be wroth, to be grieved. Sense of the grief, and the grief is brought out here in Hannah's words, ki merova sichi weka isi dibarti, I have spoken, dibarti, I have spoken ad until heina, dibarti ad heina, I have spoken until now, because of the nothingness of my meditation and my vexation, my agitation, my vexation, I have spoken until now. Ki me ro sikhi we kaasi kaisi dibarti adahena dibarti. I have spoken adhena. I have spoken hitherto. Hence, here. I pour out my complaint before him. I declare before him my trouble. Eshpoka lefanayo sikhi. Sarati lefanayo agid. I pour out my complaint before him. Eshpoka lefanayo sichi. I declare before him my trouble. Sarati lefanayo agid. Hear. Today's daily psalm. Hence these words. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, replies, even in the words of Psalm 55, he breaks the 23rd verse that reads, cast thy burden on the Lord, and he will sustain thee. He will never suffer the righteous to be moved. Hashlech ad Yahuwah yehavecha, v'chua yekalek lecha, lo yitena le'olam amota latzadik. Cast thy burden up on he who be who he be. Hashlech al Yahuwah yehavecha, and he will sustain you. V'chua with and who and he himself with who ye kalik leka, and he will ye kalik ka the eye. Ye kalikale ka. Wuhu ye kalikale ka. Lo yitena le olam. And he will not give forever. Lo yitain le olam mot. Mot. To be moved. Lats adik. For the righteous. The movement. He will not suffer the movement of the righteous forever. But the Hebrew sense, bringing out the Hebraicism, the Hebraic sense of this. Lo yitain le olam mot lats adik. He will never, the sense of le'olam, the sense of like forever, world, also has the sense of never in this context. Like he will never, never, ever, ever, never. Lo yitain le'olam. Lo yitain. Lo yitain. Not to give. Not for him to give. Lo yitain le'olam. He will never give. Mot, mot, mot. To be moved. Right? Mawet, mot, latz adik for the tzadik, for the righteous. Hashlek, al, Yahuwah, Yehabika, Wuhua, Yekaleleka, Lo Yitena Leolam, mot, latz adik. When my spirit fainteth within me, thou, that I knowest my path, in the way wherein I walk have they hidden a sneer for me, have they hidden a snare for I. Hear, hear today's psalm, Mizmor Kof, Mim Beit, Kof Mein Bayit, Psalm 142, hear, 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 the Dalet verse. When my spirit fainteth within me, thou, that I knowest my path, in the way wherein I walk, have they hidden, have them hidden a snare for me. Be'hita ateif, Allai ruchi. When my spirit fainteth within me, behita atef, behita atef, behita atef, alai, upon I fainteth against I, alai, alai, ruchi, alai, ruchi, my spirit fainteth against I, behita atef, alai, ruchi, thou that I knowest my path, we'ata, ya da'ita, ne, hi, bati, ne, ne, Nitivati, nitivati, nitivati. Thou knowest my nitiva, nitivat. Thou knowest my path. Wa'ata, yada'ita, nitivati. In the way wherein I walk, bi orach zu, bi orach. In the orach zu, in the way in which halek I trod, bi orach, bi orach zu, halek. Have they hidden a sneer for me? Have they hidden a sneer for I? Tamnu pach li. Tamnu, they have hidden a pach, a fach, fach. Tamnu fach li. Tamnu fach li, fach. A sneer, fach. An animal trap, fach li. For me, for I. Behitat efa alai ruchi. We ata yada'ita nitivati. Be orach zua haleka tamnu afach li. Ma, maze. What did David mean by the words? In the way wherein I walk, have they hidden a snare for me? What did David mean by the words? Be orach zua halek tamnu afach li. In the way wherein I walk, have them hidden a snare for I. He meant to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, all my warriors, send forth thy hand against Saul, against Shaul. But Libi, my heart tells me, according to the words of 1 Shemuel Samuel 26:6, who can put forth his hand against Yahuwah's Mashiach, Jehovah's anointed, and be guiltless? Wayomer la anashayo. Khalila li yameyo wa ima. Eise epa hadavar haze. La adonia. Liya mshiach yahua. Lishloach yado. Lishloach yadi. Bawua ki. Mshiach yahua hu. Here the fuller verse, 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 24. Here we have chapter 24, verse 6, and he said to his men, Jehovah forbid that I should do this thing to my master Adoni, Jehovah's anointed, Jehovah's Messiah, to stretch mine hand against him, seeing he is the anointed, the Mashiach of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Wayomer la anashayo, chalila li,
meyowaima ese eta hadavar hazeh ladoni li mashiach yahua li shaloach yadi ba'u ki mashiach yahua hu. And here the Midrash verse, the verse is cited as 1 Samuel 26 and 6, but here in the KJV is 1 Samuel 26 and 9. First Shemuel, 1 Samuel 26 and 9 in the KJV, corresponding with the Midrash in the Hebrew, 1 Samuel 26 and 6, corresponding to 1 Samuel 26 and 9, KJV, full. And David said to Abishai, destroy him not, for who can stretch forth his hand against Jehovah's Messiah, against the Lord's anointed, and be guiltless? Hear. Vayomer David ella Avishai, ala tashachitehu, al tashchet, ala tashachitehu, destroy him not, ala tashachitehu, ki mi shalach yadoa, biya Mashiach Yahuwah, v'nika, and be guiltless. David said to Abishai, Vayomer David ella Avishai, do not destroy him. Ala tashachitehu, as we have in the Psalms, ala tashchet, do not destroy. Here we have David saying to Abishai, ala tashchitehu, destroy him not, do not destroy him. Ala tashchitehu, ki yamiya shalach yadoa b'mashiach Yahuwah v'nika, for who can put forth his hand? Ki, shalach, who can stretch forth yado, who can stretch forth his yad? Ki, mi shalach yado, be Mashiach, against the Messiah of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Venika, and be guiltless, and be empty, and be clear, and be pure, and be free, and be innocent. Venika, and be clean. Bringing out the Hebraic sense of guiltless. Vayomer David el Abishai, ala tashachitehu, ki yemi shalach yadoa, b'mashiach Yahuwah, v'nika. Hence, hear, even in today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Min Beit, when my spirit fainteth within me, thou, I knowest my path. In the way wherein I walk, have they hidden a snare for me. Hitat efa alai ruchi. Ata yada ita ne tibati be orachzua ahaleka tamnu fachli. Look on my right hand and see, for there is no man that knoweth me, that knoweth I. Hear. The hey verse of today's psalm is morkof mean bait. Hear. Look on my right hand and see, for there is no man that knoweth me, there is no man that knoweth I. Habet yamin urei ve'ein li makir. Look on my right hand. Habet yamin. Habet, scrutinize. Look carefully. Scrutinize. Habet yamin. Look on my right hand, on my yamin. Urei and see, command to a male to see, urei and see, habet yamin, urei, for there is no man, we ain li, and there is none for me. I actually don't say no man, but there is none for me. We ain li, makir, that knoweth me Hebraically in the sense of that recognizes me. It's used in even Ruth chapter 2, verse 19, for one who befriends, a sense of who knoweth me, makir, who recognizes me, who
befriends me, who befriends another. Look on my right hand where the champion should be standing to defend me, to defend I. Habet yamin, orei, and see. Wein li, none for me makir. None befriends I, none recognizes I to befriend I, none knows I in the sense of none recognizes I. Habet yamin, orei, wein li, makir. He meant, Dawid meant, except for the I, I have no one that acknowledges me, that acknowledges I, and no one and none stands to my right. But such is thy, the I, faithfulness, emunateka, that thou, the I, art the right hand of the needy. As it is said even in Psalm 109, Hebraic with the 31st verse, because he standeth at the right hand of the needy, to save him from them that judge in the sense of that condemn his soul. Kia ya'emoda li min evyon, because he standeth at the right, li min, at the yamin, li min, of the evyon, of the needy, of the evyon, the evyonites, the evyon, evyon. Kia ya'emoda li min evyon, li hoshi'ah. Mia shoftei nafsho, to save him from them that judge his soul. Le hoshia, to save, to hoshia, 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 le hoshia, mi shoftei, from the judges, the judges nafsho of his soul. Mi shoftei nafsho. Ki ya'emod, for ya'emod, 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 he amad, he stands, ya'emod, for he stands, ki ya'emod, limin, for the right, to say at the right, ebyon, at the right of the ebyon, at the right of the needy, li hoshia, mi shoftei, to save from the judges, the shoftim, to save from the false accusers, the condemners, mi shoftei nafsho, of his psyche, to save. Kia ya emoda lemin ebion le hoshia mia shofte nafsho. Hence, here, Dawid said, even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Mim Beit, look on my right hand and see, seen, sight, for there's no man, there's none that knoweth me, that recognizes I. Habet a yamin, ore, we'en li makir. Habet ayamin, urei, urei, we'en li makir. Refuge fails me. No man careth for my soul. I have said, thou, the I, art my refuge. Hear, today's psalm, hear. Verses 5 and 6, Hebraically. Refuge fails me, fails I. No man careth for my soul, no man careth for her. I have said, thou, the I, art my refuge. Abada manosa mimeni, eina doresha lenafshi. Za'akti eleka Yahuwah, amarti ata machsi. Chelki be'eretza ha'chayim. Full of verse, full of hope. Here, continuing from verse 5. I have no way to flee. Avad, manos, amimeni. No man careth for my soul. Ein doresha lenafshi. There is none that seeketh, that inquires, that studieth to the state of affairs of my soul, my psyche. Ein doresha lenafshi. And here, the sixth verse. Za'akti eleka Yahuwah. I have cried, or more better, I have shrieked. Za'akti, za'akti, za'akti eleka Yahuwah. I have shrieked to thee, O he who be, who ye be. Amarti, amarti, I have said. Amarti, ata machsi, ata the I, machsi, my refuge. Ata machsi, chelki, my portion, my lot, my portion. Chelki, be'eretza ha'chayim. Chelki, be'eretza ha'chayim. My portion in the land, in the eretz. Be'eretz ha'chayim, in the land of the living. David said, when I entreated thee, Ata, for a refuge, it was refuge from Harasha, from the ratchet, from the wicked, and not from Shaul, not from Saul, nor from the whole of Israel. But in this hour, in this Iowa, refuge fails me. Refuge fails I. I say, thou, the I, art my refuge. Abad manosa mimeni, ein doresha lenashi, za'akati lecha Yahuwah amarti, ata machsi, ata machsi. Refuge fails me. Abad manosa mimeni, I say, amarti, ata machsi, thou, the I, art my refuge, or I refuge. I cry to thee, to the I, O Jehovah. I said, thou, the I, art my refuge. Hear, hear, hear. The Yahweh, the Wow, the Vav, the sixth verse. I cried, Za'akti Elecha, Yahuwah, Za'akti. I shrieked, Za'akti Elecha, Za'akti Elecha, Yahuwah, to the I, O Jehovah. Amarti, I said, I have said, Amarti, Ata Machsi. Ata machsi, I art machsi, my refuge. When David, was imprisoned inside the cave, when David was bihiyoto ba me'ara, in the me'ara, and Shaul and Saul was standing outside at the entrance, David said, Adoni, my Lord, I beseech thee. Even hear, words of today's daily psalm, verses 7 to 8, Hebraically. Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me, deliver I from my persecutors, my false prosecutors, for they are too strong for me. For I bring my soul, bring her out of prison, that I may give thanks, young for Isis, to thy name. Attend to my cry, attend to my cry. Hak Shiva, Hak Shiva, Hak Shiva, Ella Rinati, Ella Rinati, Rinati, to my Rina, to my cry, to my shrill, right, to my singing, to my cry, to my Rina, Hak Shiva, Ella Rinati, Kia, Daloti Meod, for I am brought very low key. Daloti, very low, low. For low I me'od, for very low I have become. Ki daloti me'od, deliver me from my persecutors. Hatzleini me'ya rodfai. Hatzleini natzal ani. Snatch me. Hatzleini me'y from rodfai, from my pursuers. For those who run I down, rodfai. Me'y from rodfai. Hatzleini hatzil ani. Save in the sense of deliver here is from the natzal in Hebrew to snatch. So hatzil, snatch, ani, snatch I, hatzleini, may rodfai, from my pursuers, my persecutors, false prophets, for they are too strong for I. Ki amtsu, ki amtsu, mi main ni, ki for amtsu, for strong. Mighty, mi main ni, from me, for they are too strong for me, for I, ki amtsu mi main ni. Hotziah, bring Exodus, the sense of Exodus. Hotziah, bring my soul out of prison. Hotziah, mi masgir, from the masgir, from the prison. Nafshi, my soul. Hotziah miya masgir nafshi, that I may give thanks, young for Isis, to thy name. Le hodot, Isis, thanks. Le hodot, to give thanks, to give Isis, acknowledge. Le hodota eta shemeka, le hodot eta shemeka. Give thanks to Shemeka, to the I, male name. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch HaShem. For this, for saving me, for saving I, thou, Ata, wilt receive crowns. For it is said, even in today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof, Mim, Beit, Psalm 142, Hebrew, the 8th verse, the righteous shall bestow crowns because of me, when thou wilt deal bountifully with me. The righteous shall bestow crowns because of I, when the I will deal bountifully with I. Hear, hear, hear. Hebraically, the eighth verse, the second part of the eighth verse, the righteous shall crown themselves. Other translation brings out the sense of the righteous shall crown themselves because of me, because of I. For thou wilt deal bountifully with me, with I. Be yakatiru tzadiki. Be yakatiru tzadiki. Bringing out the sense of the righteous shall crown themselves because of I. I liverance will cause the righteous, the tzadikim, the tzadikan, to be filled with exaltation. Halel elilta, since it implies their vindication, their justification. Also, the phrase also brings out the sense of because of me shall the righteous crown thee. From Hebraically, Hebrew two truths here, because of I shall the righteous crown the I with praises, with eyes. On account of I, the righteous shall adorn themselves with crowns, will rejoice triumphantly. Be. Here we have not ki, for, because of, but in me. Be. Yakatiru tzadikim. The righteous shall crown themselves, shall crown. It has a sense of shall crown, they shall crown. They shall crown themselves, they shall crown the I. Be. Yakatiru, yakatiru. The keter, yakatiru, tzadikim, tzadikim, the righteous. Ki, for, tigmol, tigmol, the eye, rewarding, dealing bountifully. Tigmor, alai, alai, upon I. Tigmor, alai. Tigmol, tigmol, alai. Ki, tigmol, alai, deal bountifully with I, and I, and I, and I, and I. It is also written, even in Psalm 57, verse 3, I will cry to God Most High, to God that accomplisheth it for me, for I. I will cry to God Most High, to God that accomplisheth it for I. Hear, hear, Mizmor non zain, non zain, non zain. Psalm 57, hear the Gimel, Gamel, the third verse. Ekra l'Elohim elyon, la'el. Gomer alai, I will cry to Elohim, Elyon, to Elohim, to the highest Elohim, Elohim the highest. Ekra l'Elohim Elyon, to El, La El, La El, La El, La El, to the Almighty, La El, Gomer, Gomer, the one who Gomer, who accomplished, fulfilled, who Gomer, Gomer alai, upon I, who accomplishes it for me, who accomplishes it up on me. Ekra l'Elohim Elyon, la'el gomer alai. Here, 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 God Most High, Elyon, right, Most High, Elohim, we have Elohim, l'Elohim Elyon, the judge, bringing out the Elohim, the judge, and the ruler of the world, Elyon, Elohim Elyon, Elohim the highest, whose prerogative is to administer justice. And in the bait, the second part of the verse, it says, to God, Hebraically, La El, to El, to the Almighty, the Hebrew El, the Mighty One, the Almighty One, La El, the El, who has the power of executing his will. La El, Gomer, 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 to accomplish the object. Here in the Hebrew, the object is unspecified. Gomer, accomplish what? La El, the El, Gomer, the El who accomplish, who does, alai, upon I, for I. He accomplishes whatever he determines to do, alai, for I, and I, and I. Ekra, l'Elohim, Elyon, La El, Gomer, alai. And again, it is written even in Psalm 119, Hebraically the 17th verse, where it reads, deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live, and I will observe thy word. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live, and I will observe thy word. Gamol al avdecha echyeh ve'eshmerah devarecha deal bountifully with thy servant. Here, fulfilling the Midrash here with Mizmor Kof Yod 8, Psalm 119, here in the Gimel section right here of Psalm 119, here the 17th verse, Gimol, deal bountifully, Gimol al upon Avdeka, Gimol al Avdeka, Echye, brought down in translation that I may live, Echye, in the Hebrew, I live, but moreover, I will live. Echye, I will live, even in the sense of I will revive, right? Revivification. Echye, not Echye, not Echye is I am, I will be. Echye, Asha, Echye. Here we have Echye, not Echye, Echye, and Echye. Here we have Echye, Echye. I will live, I will revive, I will live. Gemol al avdeka, Echye. We eshmera, and I will observe, I will shemor, I will hedge about, I will guard, I will protect, I will keep. We eshmera, veshmera, I will shamar. Devareka, thy word, thy word. In the beginning was the word. Gemol al avdeka, Echye. We eshmera, devareka. Echye veshmera devareka. Also here, a better rendition, some suggest is grant to thy servant that I may live. Gemol al avdeka echye, grant to thy servant that echye, that I may live. We eshmera devareka, so that I may keep thy word. Gemol al avdeka echye. We eshmera de barek.
Psalm 142. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me.
מזמור קמ"ב, משכיל לדוד, בהיותו בם מערה תפילה. קולי אל אדוני אזעק, קולי אל אדוני את חנן. אשפוך לפניו שיחי,
צרתי לפניו אגיד, והתעטף עליי רוחי, ואתה ידעת נתיבתי, ואורח זו אהלך, תאמנו פח לי. הבט ימין וראה, ואין לי מכיר, אבד מנוס ממני, אין דורש לנפשי. זעקתי אליך, אדוני, אמרתי, אתה מחסי, חלקי בארץ החיים. הקשיבה אל רינתי, כי דלותי מאוד, הצילני מרודפיי, כי אמצו ממני. הוציאה ממסגר נפשי להודות את שמך, בי יכתירו צדיקים, כי תגמול עליי.
And Yahuwah and Jehovah descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of Yahuwah and proclaimed the name of Jehovah descended in the cloud. Wayared Yahuwah be'anan. Jehovah descended in the cloud. Wayita yatseva imo sham. And stood with him there. Wayita yatsev. Wayita yatsev imo sham. Wayikra b'shem Yahuwah. Wayikra b'shem Yahuwah. And proclaimed and called on the name of and proclaimed the name Wayikra v'shem Yahuwah and proclaimed the name of He who be who he be and proclaimed the name Yahuwah Wayikra v'shem Yahuwah Wayayavori Yahuwah Allah panayo Wayikra Yahuwah Yahuwah El Rahum We Hanun Erekapayim We Rav Cheseda We Aimet And Jehovah by before him Waya Evor Yahuwah Allah panayo before his face Wayikra Yahuwah and proclaim Yahuwah Yodhei Wehei Yahei Wehei He who be who he be Yahuwah 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 Yahei Wehei He who be who he be El The true good, the true God El Rahum El Merciful El Rahum Wichanun And gracious Wichanun Rekapayim Long suffering, Erekapayim, long nose, long suffering, Erekapayim, with Rava Chesed, and abundant, and enough in Chesed, and abundant in goodness, and enough in loving kindness, with Rava Chesed, we Amet, and truth. No terra chesedda lai lafim No se avona wa pesha'a We hata'a
We're not A, Lord, you're not A. For Ed, Evona, Vota, Allah, Banima, Wa Allah, Benea, Banima, Allah, Shelashima, Wa Allah, Ridai. Keeping mercy to the thousandth generation, forgiving iniquity, antiquity, and transgression, and sin, and uproot, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers of the patriarchs upon the children, and upon the children's children, upon the sons, and upon the sons' sons, to the third and to the fourth generation. Notzer Chesed, keeping, guarding, keeping chesed, keeping mercy, keeping loving kindness. Notzer chesed, la'afid, for the thousand, the thousandth generation, la'afid, nosei avon, lifting up, forgiving iniquity, perverseness, of nosei avon, nosei avon. Ahon, 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 nose avona, wa pesha'a, and transgression and rebellion, va pesha, wa pesha, wi chata'a, and sin and uckery and lack and missing the marka, wi chata'a, wi nake, lo ye nake, pokeda, and will by no means, and will by no means clear the guilty. Evona bota ala banim wa ala benea ranim. Visiting the iniquity. Pokeda eona, evona, pokeda evona avot of the fathers, the avot. Pokeda eona avot, Allah banim, upon the children, wa Allah benei ranim, and upon the sons, sons, Allah shaleshim, to the third, wa Allah ribaim, and to the fourth generation. And Moshe made haste, and bowed his head toward the earth, and worshipped. Vaya Mahir Moshe, Vayikoda Arisa, Vayisha Taisha 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 Taisha. And Yahuwah and Jehovah descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of Yahuwah and proclaimed the name of Jehovah. Waya yita yatseva imo sham. Wayikra be shemi Yahuwah. And Jehovah descended in the cloud. Waya red Yahuwah be anan. Jehovah descended in the cloud. Wayita yatseva imo sham. And stood with him there. Wayita yatzeb, Wayita yatzeb, Imo sham. Wayikra b'shem Yahuwah, Wayikra b'shem Yahuwah, and proclaimed and called on the name of and proclaimed the name, Wayikra b'shem Yahuwah, and proclaimed the name of He who be, who He be.
and proclaim the name Yahuwah. Vayikra v'shemi Yahuwah. Vaya Yahevori Yahuwah. Allah panayo. Vayikra Yahuwah. Yahuwah el rahum v'chanun. Erekapayim v'rav chesedta v'aymet. And Jehovah passed by before him. Vayaevor Yahuwah. Vayaevor Yahuwah. Vayaevori Yahuwah. Allah panayo before his face. Vayikra Yahuwah. And proclaim. Yahuwah, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yah-Heh, Weh-Heh, He who be, we be. Yahuwah, 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 Yahuwah. Yah-Heh, Weh-Heh, He who be, we be. El, the true good, the true God. El, Rahum, El, merciful. El, Rahum, Wichanun, and gracious. Wichanun, Rekapayim. Long suffering, erekapayim, long nose, long suffering, erekapayim, with rav chesed, and abundant, and nuf nuf in chesed, and abundant in goodness, and nuf nuf in loving kindness, with rav chesed, we aimet, and truth. Notzer chesed alai lafim, nose avona wa pesha'a, we chata'a, we nake loa ye nake, poked evona vota ala banima wa ala beneya banima ala sheleshima wa ala ribaim. Keeping mercy to the thousandth generation, forgiving iniquity, antiquity, and transgression, and sin, and uckery, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers of the patriarchs upon the children, and upon the children's children, upon the sons, and upon the sons' sons, to the third and to the fourth generation. Notzer Chesed, keeping, guarding, keeping chesed, keeping mercy, keeping loving kindness. Notzer chesed, lalafim, for the thousand, the thousandth generation, lalafim, nosea avon, lifting up, forgiving iniquity, perverseness, nose avon, nose avon, 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 nose avona wa pesha'a, and transgression and rebellion, wa pesha'a, wi chata'a, and sin and uckery and lack and missing the mark, wi chata'a. We nake lo ye nake poked, and will by no means clear the guilty. Evona bota ala banim wa ala benea vanim, visiting the iniquity. Poked, poked eona, erona, poked erona, avot of the fathers, avot, poked eona, avot, ala banim, upon the children, ala bene vanim, and upon the sons, ala sheleshim, to the third, ala ribaim, and to the fourth generation. And Moshe made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. Vaya maher Moshe, Vayikoda arca. Waisha taisha 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 taisha